Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, from the heart of downtown Milwaukee in the Wisconsin Center, the only building viewable from space, entertainment galore in the 414, let's get ready to Guido!
We're just okay, and we played some games. We're just okay gamers.
That was great. Fucking great.
That was awesome. That's
a glass of water.
Oh, that was probably the best intro we've ever had.
Nice work.
Yeah. Thank you. Good job.
My name's Guido, and you're listening to episode 43 of...
43?
43?
Of just I gotta join gamers. Now. Fuck it. If you guys aren't gonna stop, I might as well.
One of us.
Shit, I'm gonna be the only holdout.
Yeah, you are.
That's really stupid.
Again, my name's Guido, and I'm here with
Wally. Wally.
Bilbo.
Bilbo.
I have a cold.
Bilbo Baggins.
Bilbo.
Bilbo.
Hey guys.
It's Bilbo.
Fuck you guys, I have a cold.
Fuck you.
Oh,
just
man.
Join us. If you're getting sick, you weak bitch.
Yeah. You fucking stupid ass immune system piece of shit. I got a bug on my computer.
Okay. Oh, yeah?
Yeah, like a real insect, not like a. I can't get rid of it. Fuck off, bug.
Where
it's
is
fascinating.
It?
It's like flying around the monitor and shit.
Is it a moth?
No, it's just like a little baby bug.
Oh, that sucks.
I'm trying to kill it.
Sounds adorable.
Oh, I got it. Nice, I killed it with an Amazon gift card.
I got one of those. Is that what gift cards are good for?
Yeah, I got two. I got
for me. Because I'm rich, man. I fucking use Amazon gift cards as fly swatters. $100 ones.
Yeah, when you go to bed, do you just lay down in a bed of Amazon gift cards?
I do.
Dude, remember... Okay, so I got a story. When we worked together still, Guido used to tell one of the kids that we worked with all the time that he was so rich that he used to eat off of iPads for dinner plates. And the kid believed him, I feel like, for the longest time.
He did. He thought I had like 7 cars.
Because he had a pair of shoes with his name on it.
You do.
I do. Meanwhile, I wear the same pair of jeans for like 8 days straight.
You know, I don't know.
The same sweatshirt, too.
He could have been an eccentric. 8 cars, same clothes every day. But, I don't know if that's a testimony to how comfortable I am with our friendship that I noticed those shoes when I visited you and didn't say anything.
Yeah.
Everyone is equally insane. I look down and I go, yep, that's him.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
On the back of his shoe. Okay.
I almost got something that said nasty on the back of him, but I put Nike on the back instead.
Aw, weak. You should have got nasty.
I was going to, but I don't really wear those shoes a whole lot, so.
No.
Yeah. Tis what it is.
You got Nike written on the back?
Yeah.
They're Reeboks, though.
Yeah. I just wanted to switch shit up. Nice. I should have gotten Reebok on the back of one of them and Adidas on the back of the other.
I have my name written on every single piece of clothing that I have.
Yeah?
Yep.
Me underwear. Too, all my uniforms at least.
Underwear, socks.
Wait, hold on. When you say uniform, do you mean like the name on the front or do you actually have your name on like on the tag somewhere too?
No, I have my name on the tags and on my belt and on like all of my shorts and shirts.
I was thinking by definition it should be on at least some of your uniforms anyway.
Yeah, by definition it is. But, you know, I did that to try and keep people from stealing my shit from like the community washers and
were there some sticky fingers and stuff?
Oh, there are all the time, dude. I'd put stuff in the laundry, like I'd put it in the washer and I would come back and it would be in the dryer. And I'd be okay with that, but sometimes I would come back and my shit would completely be gone out of the dryer. Like
but nasty.
Stole it.
But nasty, I say incredulously. That would be a violation of the Army Code of Conduct.
Yeah, well, fuck that. And too bad I'm not in the Army.
I'm sorry. The Marine Code of Conduct.
I make that mistake constantly with him.
Well, that was a semantical error. I know he's a Marine. I just said Army for some reason because I'm an idiot.
One of the things that we always say is Marines don't steal. We just tactically acquire shit that was stolen from us. So...
Sweet. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Once a Marine, always a Marine. True?
True. That's why I'm still in the reserves.
I tactically acquired your mother's virginity.
Well, it would be anal virginity for him, though.
Nasty, I am your father.
Oh, that's fucking weird.
I know, considering we're only like 6 years apart.
Yeah, I don't know how that happened.
Well, I can tell you.
Oh, can you please fill me in?
Sure, I was a 6-year-old.
Okay.
I came in your mother's vagina.
Okay. Oh. Okay. There's actually
Fair enough. Mom, I hope you're not listening.
I tell you my favorite unlikely pregnancy story.
Sure.
It's from the Civil War. A musket ball hit a Union soldier in the testicles and carried his part of his nutsack out of an exit velocity into the side of a house where it hit a woman in her womb and impregnated her.
No.
No.
Yes.
That's false.
Seriously?
Did it also kill her?
I don't. Not entirely sure in the details, but suffice it to say, it did happen.
Did she give birth to a giant musket bullet?
Yes. Actually, until the bullets in Mario came into being.
Oh, okay.
Those are the angry bullet monsters. That's them. Mm-hmm.
So we were talking about vaginas today at work. That was fun.
Good transition.
You mean work right now?
No. I mean, like, at work for app development. Like, there's this lady that wants us to do a vagina app. So
what kind of app is that?
That was quite awkward. It's like a health thing for, like, women, you know? Like, I guess there's women problems that people aren't comfortable with talking about.
You know what? I read that in a Civil War sex thing.
Jesus. We are flip-flopping
when it transitioned back to the Civil War.
No. It was about, like, sex in the Civil War era and stuff. And I decided to snopes it since I read it, like, when I was in high school. And I snopes myself, and it is untrue.
Yeah.
It's apocryphal.
Okay. Hmm.
So did that woman actually, maybe she had a black baby, but didn't want to admit that she slept with a black man.
It's a bullet baby. I swear.
That was back in the days of slavery, and she probably did end up a single mother.
Oh, wow.
Jesus.
Sorry, that was a meme I just read. That was not appropriate at all.
No.
I need another beer if I'm going to stay on this track.
We apologize.
Wow. They actually used it on an episode of House, too.
Really?
Someone got shot and got pregnant that way.
Mm. You would go and Google that shit right now.
I had to check myself, man. I had to check.
I like how you fact check after the fact.
Well, I used to think it was true, but then I remembered I knew about that from, like, high school, and someone could have just been blowing smoke up my ass, and I guess they were.
I'll blow smoke up your ass.
But we did last night.
Ooh, we did.
Silence.
So there's a big patch in League of Legends this week.
Oh, is that what we're doing? We're talking about video games?
You know what? I think we're back to form now. This is the true episode right here.
Oh, man. I like this. We're having fun.
So patch notes.
Patch notes.
Big patch notes.
You guys can't even talk to any of these fucking patch notes.
What do you mean?
I'm just kidding.
It's not a person, so of course I couldn't talk to it.
Can't handle these patch notes.
Damn patch notes.
It's patch 4.1.
It is.
4.1.
Season 4. Season 4.
Season 4 officially has started.
It has.
Oh, after this, we need to talk about our goals for Season 4.
We should.
Okay.
I can tell you what mine is right now.
Well, you said it rhetorically.
What's that?
You're going to go to the patch notes. You're going to talk about our goals after the patch notes.
I'll just let you take this one.
All right. Now, let's do the patch notes, and then we'll talk about goals.
Okay. Yeah. Let's start at the top of patch notes. How about that?
At the very top and just go down?
At the very, very top. Christ. No, something that I thought that was really big that a lot of people haven't hit on, which is the challenger pool size, has been increased to 200 players from 50. Because I remember at the end of last season, there was a lot of people that were like sitting right on the brink of hitting challenger.
A lot of people bitched about that, actually.
Exactly. And so I think that's really a testament to Riot reacting to the players like outrage.
What, listening to us and doing something about it?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
they don't do that often. I mean, they let us bitch and
not
they
that
do
directly.
What they
want to
do. Yeah, exactly. And they made the pool size for champ or for Challenger 4 times larger, which is a lot.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's because they're looking more towards Challenger to kind of feed into the LCS this season, or what's going on.
Yeah, I think it just adds more, more people get into esports if there's more stars, you know.
Mm-hmm.
The that pool has been dead for 3 years. I mean, it's the same people. Now with season 4, we're seeing a lot of new faces. It seems like, especially with the Coke Challenger series.
Yeah,
so
really
I think
cool.
Just expanding the Challenger pool allows more people to get to that top tier and kind of spread esports out wider, at least League of Legends esports. More faces, more money.
I'm excited. I'm excited to see what season 4 brings. I think that they're really going to break open that shell of allowing just like a certain number of people to be viewable and like in the scene. And hopefully we'll be seeing a lot more new faces coming around this year.
Yeah. One thing that people have been raging about constantly has been the change to towers.
Yeah.
Specifically mid and top tower.
Yeah, because those solo lanes.
Right. Top and mid outer turrets have 20 damage reduction from champion basic attacks. And the big thing that people are screaming about is that Riot is now, not officially as a statement, but by actions, they're enforcing the meta. They don't want lane swaps anymore.
They don't. What I see this doing, though, is I see bot lane going top. Because, okay, so it's got damage reduction, but at the same time, now you have two people on that one turret, as opposed to one person on that one turret.
Well, all right, you go top lane with your two people, and I'll bring my jungler bot lane, and three of us will push against one and knock down that tower and get the gold quicker.
True. But like, I guess you could do the same thing top.
No, because it'd be slower.
Well, I think there's a geographical limitation to top, though, that you're not factoring in, too.
Am I reading this incorrect? The damage reduction to the tower? Is that what it is?
From champ.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I read that wrong. Never mind. I'll stay bot lane with my two players.
Yeah. Plus, you get dragon control with those two players, too.
Well, plus they also reduce the fact that during the first 8 minutes, the outer lane turrets don't have increased armor and magic resist anymore.
I don't think they're not really enforcing the meta as much as they're just making it more obvious, in my opinion. I mean, it's always been kind of the elephant in the room, hasn't it? I mean, 90% of the, well, that's pretty high, but I'm saying I'm pulling it out of my butt too, but like 80 to 90% of alternatives that people have come up with, either through patches or changes, have all been gimmicky at best.
Well, the big thing last season was lane swaps, 2 versus 1. The two would go top, and then the jungle would come up there and they'd push against.
Professional? Are you talking?
Yeah.
This is
mainly aimed at professionals. Or to higher tiers, like
you don't see this ever in solo queue.
You don't see it with us at all.
No. Yeah.
Or even in like higher ranked solo queues, like you don't see it. It's one of those things that if it happens, it's a team wide decision, and you're gonna see it maybe in like team ranked, or else professional. You're not gonna see it just randomly. Like, hey, let's go top instead.
Yeah. Okay. That's the clarity I was trying to shoot for. Okay.
So, but I mean, it is. It's enforcing, like, Riot has a way that the game wants to be played. They want the game to be played. And this is one of the ways that they're going to enforce it, I feel.
Yeah, I agree.
Haven't they come out in the past and, like, specifically said, we don't want to enforce the meta?
Well, yeah.
They have said that.
But everything from that point on has been them enforcing
the complete opposite.
Right.
They encourage creativity tacitly without doing anything to make people deviate from the meta at all.
Yeah.
Like, you can try this, and you can try whatever you like, but you're probably going to be doing this.
Yeah, and it's so true, though, but it's the most efficient way that the game is played, and it's not going to go away. No matter how much they try to change it from like, to steer people away from the meta, it's clear that the meta's here to stay and it's not going anywhere.
Isn't,
so they might as well enforce it if that's what is going to happen.
Isn't meta the wrong word then at this point? Like, doesn't meta imply that it's evolving? That it's ever-changing?
You're right. It isn't. It's the way of the game.
Right.
I don't know. What would you call it? Would you call it a standard now?
That's actually a pretty decent term. Standard. Game standard.
Exactly, because it's not like it changes. You see it every single game. You might see swaps. I mean, like, I was watching EU this weekend, and I saw – or these past couple of days. I feel like it's a weekend, but these past couple of days. And they actually had two go mid for a little bit and, you know, just doing lane swaps all over the place, which is pretty crazy.
Yeah, but they're playing on a patch
from, behind.
Yeah, the last patch.
Yeah, they're still playing on the last patch of third season. So.
Right.
Yeah, it's weird that they're going after lane swaps. Like, I don't see the huge disadvantage in having that in pro play.
Yeah, I don't either. It's not really anything that would... I mean, personally, I've done lane swaps with other solo laners to try and follow around who you are laning against and try to take advantage of the items that you put money into or gold into. But at the same time, I don't really see where the attack is from Riot to try and cut down on the lane swaps and try and force people to 1v1 or whatever's going on.
Yeah. Well, I'll be curious to see how the pros react to this. And it's odd that NALCS starts tomorrow, which is Friday, and
they're playing on it.
No, they're playing on the old patch. They always are a patch behind.
Okay.
So that's why I think it's odd. Like, 2 weeks, 2 or 3 weeks into the season, they're going to switch to this patch where they have to change their whole strategy pretty much.
Yeah, I would think that they would have tried to push this out like last week or the week before to try and get it so that way season 4 hit just before the season started.
Yeah. But
maybe that's what they were aiming for, and I get like development shit happens and sometimes things don't work out exactly how you want them to. So I get where they're coming from, but still, it would have been nice for them to have it out already.
What about specific champ changes? The big one I noticed was Annie has her Tibbers reduced, her cooldown reduced, down to 80 seconds at her highest rank.
Yeah, so that's at, what, 11, 18?
18.
18, yeah.
80 seconds, so. Plus if she gets 40% cooldown reduction, it puts it at, like, what, 47 seconds or something? 45 seconds?
Something like that. Something stupid.
Yeah.
Stupid soon.
Tibbers stays up for, like, 50 seconds.
Yeah, so it's basically going to be, like, constant Tibbers.
But it probably doesn't go on cooldown until Tibbers is gone.
Oh, that's a good point.
I didn't even think about that.
They made a lot of changes to, like, cooldowns not starting until ults are over in this patch.
Yeah, like Lux's not being started until... And I like that because there's been a couple of times where as a last-ditch effort, I'm just going to try to ult somebody to get him as low as I can, especially if I'm supporting, to try and hope to salvage a kill out of my kill. And then you get killed in the middle of casting, and then it goes on cooldown, and you get back up, and it's like, well, what the fuck? Now I got to wait another 70 seconds in order to do anything.
Yeah. The other big one that I'm kind of happy about is Anivia got a little buff.
Yeah,
she did.
Mana reduced on her Q, mana reduced on her W, and her R has like a little warning particle that hovers over her head if she gets too far away from it.
Yeah, if you're going out of range.
Yeah, which, you know, my playstyle, I like to stand at the back, pop down the R so that everybody's fighting in it, and kind of throw her Q out or her, you know, whatever from the back and then drop back. So now I'll kind of know if I'm getting out of range of that. It's nice.
Yeah, that's nice. She's got really long range stuff, so that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
One that I saw. Go ahead, Mel.
Oh, I was just going to say Nami is the other one, whose ult doesn't go on cooldown until it's done, which is big because her ult lasts quite a while.
It does.
It just keeps on going.
One of the big nerfs that I saw was Riven, which I'm really happy to see because I feel like she's been needing a nerf for quite some time now.
Yeah, they kind of gave her that where she could jump over walls with her, what is it, her Q?
Yep.
Yeah.
That guy in the video we watched did a backflip about her nerf.
Yeah.
Fucking hated her.
The thing is like, they gave her overall more base damage now, but they reduced the amount of damage that she's getting from her Q, and they also reduced the length on her shield from her E.
Yeah, the shield one's big.
Especially during lane.
Yeah, and her shield builds off of damage, so you see Rivens just go Bloodthirsters and all damage items, and then mm-hmm. rely on that shield. And exactly. If it's up for 2.5 seconds, you can kind of poke your shield out and then go get last hits for that 2.5 seconds, and then just run away.
Yep, and you know? Not even take any kind of damage.
Right.
So
she needed a nerf, but I don't know if this is too much or not.
I think it's about right. I played with a Riven yesterday morning. I got a game in, and she was bitching about how she is needing kills and all this other shit. And I was just saying, like, yo, you just got nerfed pretty hard. You're not just overpowered anymore. You can't just go running in and expect to go 2v1 and come out on top. Like, mm-hmm. you actually have to now think about your playstyle and make it skilled and not just, you know, expect to get fed and win games just based on the fact that you're fed.
Right. Another kind of OP person that they were everybody was complaining about for a while, especially since this season's changes came about, is Shyvana. Yeah, she got a little bit of a nerf.
I know. I'm kind of upset. I've been playing her in ranked a lot.
And, yeah, because she was like god tier.
She was. Literally, like, and the thing is that people played against her, hi cat, and didn't realize that they needed to build against magic resist, even though she is, like, AD. So, and that's where it really came from, because you would play against people. I played against a Garen top lane, and he just built straight armor against me the whole time, and I just kept maxing out my burnout, and it, just standing there right in front of him and destroying him, and he couldn't really figure out what was going on. So, I don't think it's too much of a nerf. I do think that it was a necessity, but I don't think that it's all that much to really take her out of the game completely.
Mm-hmm. We'll have to see. Is there any other big ones?
I think that Thresh is going to be interesting with Dark Passage, his lantern now being collision-based, so you can't really run through it.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was weird. I actually didn't know that. It was saying, if you throw his lantern on top of a ward or a minion, the enemy team like can't interact with that.
Mm-hmm.
I wasn't even aware of that.
Yeah, so now they've made it so you can't run through it anymore, so Threshes can actually use it as a mini, like, trundle pillar.
Right.
To kind of slow somebody down a couple of steps to maybe get that extra auto attack or two in from each one of you to try and finish off the kill.
Right. Does it have a slow? Or are you just talking about, like, displacement?
No, just displacement-wise.
Yeah, that's what I was wondering. Like, if you throw it on an enemy champion, will it displace the champion? I assume the lantern will just kind of move to the side.
I think the lantern moves, but if you put it in the direction that the champion's running, then they have to go around it.
Right,
like if you're in bot lane and somebody's running through the bush and you place it so that way they can't run between the wall and it, then they have to leave the bush and come out and go around it and then continue back on their path.
Mm-hmm.
That's cool.
Yeah, I think it's really cool.
Yeah, you can't kind of run at a Thresh as the crow flies. You got to kind of dodge his dark passage.
Yep. Another big one that I think shouldn't be in minor changes is that Olaf's Q got nerfed hard on the slow by 10%, and I think that's kind of big just because that's one of the things that he relies on in order to actually try and catch up to people.
Quite a bit of plays too.
Mm-hmm. So
yeah,
other than that, items.
Well, Twisted Fate has targeting indicators too on his wild cards.
He does. You gonna start playing some TF more?
I'll play some TF. Nice. I mean, I could hit people with the side ones, which is what it's all about.
Mm-hmm.
So it doesn't help me much, but newer TFs, kind of, it's like fucking noob mode.
Yeah, it really is.
I like that Janna's ult got a buff. That's cool.
Yeah.
Seems like it's going to heal a lot more now.
She needed a buff.
They might actually use it as a heal now.
Yeah. I remember back in the day, you'd get in a team fight, and then you'd tell your whole team, like, you'd kill one of them, tell them all to retreat, and then, like, come around me, come around me! And then Janna would hit her R and heal the whole team, and you'd go at them full health, 4v5. Yeah,
I actually, that was one of the few things I enjoyed doing on my first time around on League. Yeah. Was actually healing people with that thing, as opposed to just sort of trying to flash around and fuck people with it.
That'll be good. That'll be real good. Is that it for the patch?
Jungle
items.
Jungle items. They give 8% health back per damage health per damage.
What? 8% of damage dealt as health, and 4% is mana.
Right.
They're across the board now.
That's nice.
Yeah, I guess.
I'm interested to see if this is really going to help give away blue more often on those mana-heavy champions.
Yeah. I don't know. Talk about something else. I got to lock my cat up.
Other items got nerfed really hard, too, like Spear Visage and Sunfire Cape, which is really interesting.
Yeah.
I think they're aiming more towards that Sunfire Cape for people like Shyvana and Mundo, people that kind of just stand there at the, you know, 7-8 level and basically become immovable walls against any ADs and just build straight health and then don't have to worry about anything and still have, you know, that damage that just surrounds them, which is crazy.
Yeah, I would always get that on Shen. I'm actually kind of upset about that because that was one of my favorite items on tanks.
Yeah, I don't think that it actually kind of got buffed towards the end. So from 15 up, it does more damage per second.
Oh, yeah, you're totally right.
So
just early level.
Yeah, they're really aiming towards that early level, and I think they're also kind of trying to push it more towards a relevant item late levels, because it's one of those things that I feel like you want to rush early if you know that you're going against a heavy AD top, and that's kind of one of your core build items. But at the same time, now I think this kind of puts it at one of those areas where it's like, well, maybe I don't really need to rush it, because it'll be more beneficial if I wait till like level 11, level 12 kind of area, like second core item that I really need, as opposed to going for something else, like maybe a Warden's Mail or something against, you know, AD top.
Yeah.
So really, really kind of interested to see where that goes and see if maybe Sunfire Cape kind of leaves and we start seeing some more Randuin's coming in.
Yeah, I think we'll still see Sunfire Capes, but like you said, it's going to be a later game item purchase. Yep.
And, well, Randuin's is also one of those things that's kind of been pushed out because of Sunfire Cape, so I'd love to see that come back. Or even some Frozen Hearts.
Some Frozen Hearts.
Yeah.
Mm-mm-mm.
Like mine.
Your heart is pretty frozen. You have a cold, cold heart.
Cold in here.
Yes.
So put on more clothes.
Keep going. new players also, they have a stable roster for the first few levels. They don't get the free champs.
I like that.
I like that too.
Yeah. So they can kind of learn one champ for a few weeks and then get thrown into the pool with the rest of us idiots.
That was the hardest part about learning and teaching people. It was like, oh, well, who do I play this week now? Because they didn't have anybody at the time. And it's like, well, I don't fucking know. Who did you like playing last week?
Yeah, they just get their mind wrapped around, like, fucking singed. And then the next day, he's not there anymore. Yeah, and then you lose the next 20 matches.
Yep. So it'll be nice to at least give them something. And I hope that they do it where it's like they give you two of like each position that you can kind of mess around with besides jungle, because nobody jungles under level 15 anyways.
You need that smite.
Yeah, exactly.
So they should just give all the summoner spells right away.
I agree. I think it's stupid that they have that, but at the same time, it's something that they want people to work towards, and it's like that I can't wait till I hit this level to be able to unlock this summoner spell.
Yeah. Give all the summoner spells away, unlock and make free all the tier 1 and tier 2 runes.
Sounds good to me.
Do it, Riot. Take
listen
notes.
Listen to us.
They listen every week.
They do. They do.
Well, they're still standing around me from last week.
They didn't leave?
No, they never left.
What did they do when you weren't recording?
Just stare at me.
Even when you're sleeping and showering?
Yeah, absolutely. They're working shifts.
Wow.
Yeah. Okay, that's it.
Still going with the that's it.
That's it.
NALCS is starting tomorrow, Friday. Tomorrow for us. We get to watch some pro games again.
Oh, your LCS already started.
Yeah, who gives a shit?
It's like emerging from the desert into an oasis of entertainment.
I only care about EU when they're playing NA teams. You know?
I guess.
Like, if you like baseball, you have a home team that you watch. You know, the Marlins or what have you.
Good.
Who watches them?
I don't know. Someone has to like the Marlins.
People in Florida?
Yeah. So I watched them.
I watched EU the past couple of days. Got to keep your eyes on what's going on out there.
I guess. There's different degrees of enthusiasts, you know?
I like watching EU just for the simple fact that it's different. It's not anybody that I really know. I don't really have, like, a favorite team out of EU. I'm just kind of watching as a bystander.
That anonymity does kind of make it a little bit more entertaining because you don't have to come in with any expectations.
Yep.
The EU is the two chains of the league world.
Faux bracelets?
Because it's different.
I'm different. I watched a little bit, kind of going on EU a little bit, just for a tad. And CLG EU is not there anymore, or Evil Geniuses or whatever, because they keep changing their names. And their alliance is here, and they've kind of been built up as like this super team because they've recruited basically the best of every place, and they went 0-4. During Super Week, which I thought was quite hilarious because everybody's got them built up as like this awesome team and whatever, and they did horrible. But Fnatic went 4-0, just a little recap. Gambit went 3-1. Copenhagen Wolves looking strong at 2-2. I really think that they should have went 3-1. Rockcat also went 3-1. SK Gaming went 2-2. Super Hot Crew went 1-3. They were the ones that made it in after the fact.
Yeah, they still pulled out a win.
Yeah, exactly. And Millennium went 1-3 as well.
Hmm.
So, on to NA.
On to NA.
NA.
They're kicking it off tomorrow at 2 p.m., I think my time, which is the only time that matters. TSM versus C9. They're busting right out of the gate with probably the one that most people want to see, I think.
Yeah, I want to watch that one, that's for sure. I'm definitely going to put it on when I'm at work and listen to it at least.
Yeah, I got off tomorrow, so I'm just going to spend most of the day watching.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
I'll be nice, foolhardy day at work.
Do you have off MLK Day?
I do.
I do too. Should we play games together?
I guess we should play games together.
I'm going to be hungover as all fucking get out.
Yeah. I might be going up to Toledo briefly, but I'll be back, hopefully, for some gameage.
What day is that?
Monday.
Oh. You guys Martin don't Luther have Martin King. Luther King Day up there in Canada?
Who is that?
He's such a very important person in the whole world.
No, but we have Red Green Day, eh?
Oh, you know about Red Green?
Oh, hail the duct tape. The duct tape.
Women don't find you handsome. They should at least find you handy. That's what Red Green said.
Were you explaining that?
Yes.
Were you?
I'm more of a fan of Mr. Dress Up myself.
I don't know what that is. So
he was the Mr. Rogers.
Canadian Mr. Rogers.
Canada.
Oh, okay.
I watched a lot of Windsor growing up as a kid.
What did he dress up in?
Women's clothes.
Oh.
He had a magical chest.
Just like a robe.
He was Liberace.
He put lipstick on in front of a mirror. Would you fuck me?
I'd fuck
that, Mary. That's inappropriate.
Who says that?
Mr. Hey, Jessup was a very kind old man.
Hey, kids. Would you fuck me, eh? I'd fuck me, eh?
What? That's so offensive to both Canadians.
And poor Mr. Dressup.
Mr. Dressup. By the way, Canadian Sesame Street was fucking hilarious because they try to teach you French.
Do they really?
Yeah, they had like a little French thing.
Maybe I should watch Canadian.
Canadian?
Watch Canadian.
Maybe no, I think it means Canadian. The Canadians, the hockey team.
Stuff. Yeah, stuff. You know.
Oh boy, Nasty. Did, what are we going to do with you?
I did watch The Leaves a couple of weeks ago, and I was texting Millpool.
What?
Yeah, you just sat leaves. Outside and watched The Leaves.
Yep. I was watching the trees. Maple leaves on the trees, and I was like, these leaves are pretty sweet, dude. You should check them out. They're looking
the maple
good.
Leaf is sacred, eh? Don't go around blaspheming the maple leaf, all right?
Does that make maple syrup like wine in church up in Canada?
Yeah, it's the blood of our Christ, eh? You guys got your red wine. We got our maple syrup. Don't forsake the holy symbol, eh?
You're fucked up.
Well, what are we predictions for NALCS?
And all of our Canadian listeners think they're the religious zealots.
Yeah. I don't know. Sorry, right. Canadian listeners.
Oh man.
Well, what the fuck are your predictions? Jesus Christ!
Oh, is that where this
we're
whole thing was
down,
going?
We're slowing down, boys. We're slowing down.
Was this whole thing going towards predictions?
We started off so strong. What the fuck is wrong with you guys?
I'm trying.
I think we need a little bit of this to get us pumped up again.
Oh, boy.
Get ready for the predictions to the NALCS starring Nasty Millpool Wally and Guido.
Yeah.
So I think C9's going to take it all.
I was going to say the same thing. They're looking really strong still. It's going to be C9 all the way. I don't know what anybody else in NA really can do to combat that. Like they had to have done their homework.
We're falling apart, boys.
They had to have done their homework on this offseason to try and do whatever they could to catch up to them, because they were just so far ahead last season and they were always on top of the ball, and as good as they were, they still didn't do that great like in Worlds. So I'm really worried about like NA as a whole this season again.
In the true spirit of being a Cleveland sports fan, I am going to continue my fandom as well as support of Team Coast.
Okay. Team Coast? I thought you liked Vulcan last season.
I like Vulcan a little bit, but Coast has always been my boys. So even all the way back before the name change.
Vulcan is now Evil Geniuses, aren't they? Or no, they're XDG? XDG?
XDG.
Yeah.
What does that stand for? Does anybody
the fuck
know?
That stands for.
A lot fucking better than what it was, though.
Extreme dog guts.
No, it's just like XD gaming. Like XD is supposed to be a smiley face, I think.
Oh really? Is that what it is?
Really? I think so. When they announced it, it
like
was
the
really
squinty
dumb.
Face.
Yeah.
Lame.
Yeah, that's stupid. But Evil Geniuses moved here. So we got some EU in the NA this year.
Yeah.
Which should be quite interesting. Actually, there's been a lot of EU in the NA this year.
It's interesting. The Cloud9 game coming out of the gate on the vote spread for the public vote, people are favoring solo mid.
They got that new mid. Bergstern.
Yeah.
Bjergsen.
Good job. No, it's Bergstern.
Also from...
they switched him out? Got rid of Bjergsen?
Yep. Got rid of Bjergsen, got Bergstern.
No, actually,
oh my god, that is the most Nordic name I have ever seen.
They had to change his name upon coming to the U.S.
Yeah, they had to U.S. him up. Bergstern. Yeah,
Bergstern.
You know what? I take everything I said back about importing people from other regions. We managed to recruit a guy named Soren Bjerg, and God bless them all. God bless them.
Like I said, there's a lot of EU coming to the NALCS this year. TSM's got it. Evil Genius brought their whole team. I think Curse brought somebody on too.
Curse? Well, Edward? Curse is almost completely different. Yeah. You guys hear about that?
Throwback, gentlemen.
No, please tell me. Tell me.
Read my article about Edward joining the Curse.
Nobody does. Well, have you?
No, I have not.
So, yeah. I don't know. I think TSMs could be pretty strong. I think we'll see tomorrow. I want to see straight out the gate how it
goes.
That's
going to be a hell of a match. You're going to have to watch it for us, Squeeds.
Oh, I'm going to. I have my alarm set for 2 p.m. That's when I'll wake up.
Oh, you would.
You should get one of the Riot employees to wake you up for it.
Yeah, don't they like have people in your room like on standby?
Yeah.
Whispering patch notes into your ear before they even know they happen?
Exactly, that's how it works.
Mr. Guido, sir, it's time to wake up. What? What? You have to wake up, sir. It's time for-
Why are you still in my house?
You just explosively like evacuate your bowels in your bed.
That's funny.
It's what I do every morning.
You evacuate your bowels in your bed every morning?
Your bed of Amazon gift cards.
Yep. I just shit them up.
Oh, that's fucked up.
Okay. Well, that's it. What's next? I think we're done with League.
We're good on League. We're good on League. We're good on League.
That's some rock solid shit.
What's next, folks? You decide.
General Gaming.
Text General Gaming to #4832.
Tweet us. Tweet us. I should start live tweeting during the podcast to try and get what people want to fucking talk about.
Yeah, that's just what we need is distractions.
I'm going to do it. Next podcast that we record, guys, I'm going to live tweet everything that we're doing. So pay attention. I'll put it out on Facebook and on Twitter when we're going to start. You fuckers better participate. Otherwise, that's the last of it.
All right. Sweet.
I'm not saying like you guys. I mean like listeners.
But you guys, I don't mean you guys.
I mean like it's going to be kind of weird if we're all tweeting each other from the same account.
That'd be awesome.
Hey, and Just Okay Gamers, what's going on?
I'm fine at Just Okay Gamers. Twitch is getting kind of big, you know.
Twitch is
huge.
Ginormous like my cock.
Twitch is huge now.
You know, big.
I hope somebody else found that funny besides just us.
So, Twitch, website On Gamers released a little article with a little infograph with some statistics that I found interesting. What is it? 45 million unique viewers per month on Twitch.
I believe it. Too bad it's
crazy.
Shit.
That's crazy. Shit?
No. Too bad Twitch is shit.
I don't have any problems with Twitch.
I just don't think it ever streams coherently enough unless it's a big ticket event.
I think the smaller ticket events are just people's shitty streams stream perfectly.
I guess. Yeah. I don't know. I've never had a completely consistent experience with Twitch.
Yeah.
I'm okay with Twitch. I stream on Twitch.
We don't have any choice, really, do we? I mean, most of that market has been kind of put into one bucket.
I mean, we could stream on our website if we really wanted to.
I don't know.
Nobody does that, though. Yeah, the standard right now is Twitch.
Our 17 unique viewers a day would love that.
Well, I would make it 19 unique views a day, all right? With all two people that are watching me. No, I like Twitch. I don't have any issues with Twitch. I like that they have a mobile app so you can watch it on your phone if you really want to.
Well, mostly on your phone if you can get the right channel up.
Yeah, right. I have not had any issues with Twitch trying to watch it on my phone.
Yeah, but you can't watch your friends, really. You got to be partners to have the mobile streaming. We found out, yeah.
Yeah, I couldn't watch my friends playing Hearthstone and stuff.
Wow, that sucks.
Yeah.
Also, the EverQuest Next broadcast was heavily delayed back when they made the announcement. I had to watch it on my phone. It was like a second or two behind.
Oh, no, not a second or two.
Well, I mean, no, the audio from the video was delayed.
That could have been on their part, though.
Could be. Yeah.
I mean, it is SOE. They fuck up everything.
Which we have to be careful about saying because we're both waiting for, like, the next EverQuest.
Right.
I'm trying to see if I can get an internship out in California this summer, possibly at SOE.
Nice.
We'll never see him again.
Yep. Yeah.
Not coming back.
You can get us all the big ticket interviews like Joe Schmo.
Yep. I'll just walk up to some random developer next to me in the cube next to me, and I'll be like, this is Nasty from Just Okay Gamers. What's your name? Joe Schmo. Sweet. What have you worked on? Nothing. Awesome. Back to you.
What?
Anyways. 68% of people that watch Twitch TV have decreased watching regular television. Have you guys decreased watching regular television?
I haven't had cable for like 3 years.
I was going to say I don't have cable. I don't think any of us have cable.
No.
Mill, do you?
No.
Yeah. Fuck cable. Netflix, Amazon, Twitch.
You can like almost hear the assholes of executives at the major cable companies start clenching.
Yeah,
all the big CEOs that listen to this podcast.
No, I mean, like, that's what they're worried about, though, is people in our demographic no longer subscribing.
Well, they need to fucking adapt.
Yeah.
They're trying. But much like everything in this country, in terms of corporate competitiveness, rather than adapt, they just want to punish people who are being innovative instead.
Like, if Time Warner gave me a basic cable package that I could stream on my computer for $7 a month, I'd buy it.
Yeah, but they want to make money through their whole licensing thing. They're never going to make enough money being just an internet provider.
Yeah,
which is why there needs to be a change in the model.
Well, I'd be buying their internet, and then I'd be paying another additional $7 a month to get basic cable that I could stream.
Well, most people are doing that. Yeah, if you're like just regular, I'm on the extreme internet, and it just happened to be cheaper for me to eventually just shed everything else. Even though like kept on trying to offer it as a package, it was just cheaper to go just internet.
Right. But I'm saying if they want to make up some of their TV sales.
Yeah, that's probably what they're doing right now with the more common folk.
Yeah.
I don't know. I would definitely buy if I could, but at the same time, I don't know if I would watch it.
I probably wouldn't.
I would never touch. I had cable for a while as part of a package 2 years ago, and I never barely touched it. I mean, I basically watched high-definition local satellite channels that I could have gotten with my Walmart antenna anyway.
Mm-hmm. Well,
I had Home Run for a little bit, which is like a DVR kind of thing that hooks up to your computer and you hook up a antenna to it. So it kind of like alleviated that whole not being able to watch stuff when I wanted to watch it thing.
I'm waiting for Google Fiber.
Yeah. I think everybody's waiting for that. It's going to be about 10 years though.
Oh, I can wait.
The way they're expanding.
Those assholes in Kansas City are really lucky, though.
Yeah.
Well.
You look at how the market's bare now. Like, Time Warner there has actually lowered its tiers to match Google's cost.
They have to.
Who would have thought, they couldn't even
match their speeds, though.
They barely can. Yeah. But who would have thought, though, right? It's stupid.
Yeah.
No competition in this country at all. It's ridiculous.
Oh, boy. Twitch, what are you doing to us?
Tearing us apart.
I like it. I like that things are veering away from the cable company because they're going to have to learn to deviate from their usual and they're going to have to do something different.
There's one thing about Twitch I will mention that we haven't brought up in a way is the communal aspect too. There's a lot more of a gathering of vested interests and genres and stuff coming together. Like I have a favorite Twitch caster now that I would never have had like a year or so ago.
Right.
Who is it?
He's kind of a niche guy. He does horror games as well as like niche games called Red Wolf.
Okay.
And he's on YouTube as well. I really am a big fan. He's Canadian, of course. But it's a really fun channel.
Yeah, people, I think, well, on this little infographic, 61% go on for the community to go yeah. on and chat with other people that are watching streams and stuff.
I mean, we're guilty of that.
Yeah. So, I mean, that's a big draw for some people.
Yeah.
Not for me, because, man, I hate talking to people.
I hate even reading the streams. Like, you know how they have that top button on Twitch?
Their chat to, is like, shit. Hide, the interface for chat.
I always hide it.
Yeah, because it's horrible. A, I don't want to see it, because half the time it's dumb people saying dumb shit, and it goes through so fast that you can't even read what anybody's saying if you're watching a, like,
well,
a full
that,
stream.
Well,
that also
comes to
depends
life.
On what you're watching.
Yeah, I mean, it's like walking into a crowded room watching a giant's cast of something. You're going to get the same result.
Yeah,
but I think chat really comes to life when you're watching smaller streamers. You know,
no, I agree. Like when I'm streaming, I like chat because I can actually talk to the people, especially like if my mic's not working or something like that, or they can talk to me and I can talk back and kind of have like that interaction. But at the same time, I feel like when I'm watching a big stream, there's kind of no point to even having chat.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, when we stream stuff, our chat is awesome because they're listeners of the podcast and they're all great, great people.
Yeah. Last time I had Vex and Calls that were in my chat.
So. Nice. Shout out to Calls.
I'm better
than you at video games.
You know what's funny is he was listening to the podcast when he was watching my stream, and he was like, fuck Guido for calling me out and saying he's better at video games than me.
He
but
says
it's
he,
kind of, but it's kind of true.
When he talks to me, he bitches about you saying that all the time. I think he secretly loves it, but he's just like, yeah, better than me, better than me.
Well, that's it.
That's it
for Twitch.
What's next?
Elder Scrolls Online.
Ooh.
Costs so much money to make.
It is. It's an expensive ass game. It's a big game, though.
Has anyone played the beta but me?
No, I have not. I wanted to, but I couldn't make it on for the weekend that I had a key for it.
Okay, I can nutshell it for you. It's literally Elder Scrolls
Online.
Yeah. I mean, you think it would be like a big, this could be like the next big thing potentially if they did it properly. Like, somehow found a way to smartly intersect the multiplayer component with the nuanced depth of the narrative single player experience, but they didn't. It's literally like Skyrim, the third person camera, and you're doing something and there's people tooling around all over the place.
Yeah.
Maybe that's just the newbie area. I've never left the newbie area because it takes a few levels and shit. But I'm like, man, this is just like a starting area in WoW, except it's got a new veneer.
Is it all collection quests and shit too?
Nah, it's a bit more smart than that. I mean, they still left the books in. You could still spend time like in a house reading things or discovering a hidden nook or cave. But in order to really progress your story, you do have to accomplish a task of some kind. And not really a kill quest as much as like real quests, but the quests play out like Dungeons and Dragons Online. You go somewhere, you do something, and you get done with it, you move on to the next thing, and you kill a few people along the way. But what's really jarring is just like the 8 million people around you doing the exact same thing. I'm told that once you get into the wide world, you can start exploring on your own. That's kind of what I'm interested in, because if it's just more of that, I don't know how they're going to make this thing fly, other than by just using the Elder Scrolls name, and that won't last long enough to cover the cost.
$200 million it's costed so far to
voice
make this
acting
game.
And graphics.
Right.
They voice acted every bit of dialogue you could possibly imagine.
That's kind of nice. I don't want to read text anymore.
Yeah, and they hired quality, too. It's good voice acting.
I just want one of these Riot employees to play games for me. At this point. I don't
want
to do anything.
You just critique someone else playing over their shoulder on your own computer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I don't know. $200 million is so much money.
I'm so disengaged from the last few times I've played the beta that it's like I'm not excited, and I really want to give it a fair shot, but so far I'm like, whoa.
It's pay to play too, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah, plus it's pay to play. Old school model.
$60 first month free, and then $15 a month after that, probably.
I won't lie. I'm a hard ass about that. I'm an old school curmudgeon-y bitch. I gladly would pay $60, and I would gladly pay $15 a month if the game is worth it, just to keep the fucking riffraff out. I hate kids. I hate people who are there doing it for free shit. I hate fucking... I would pay as a barrier of entry to keep those little bitches out of my game. You can steal dad's credit card if you want, but it's my fucking game. I'm an adult. And I want to have my own experience.
Yeah.
I hate free-to-play. I hate free-to-play MMOs.
Yeah, I do too. I don't have any big beef about it. I mean, it's $15 a month. Come on, go get a summer jet paper route.
Yeah, or skip lunch.
Yeah.
Or get a cheap lunch one day if you're working.
I know. Or just, like, you know, pay in Amazon gift cards.
Because you know what? it pays the developers. It keeps your servers up. It gives you content faster because they have an incentive to produce something. And you're not nickel and diming yourself to death buying a glowing green hat or a gem of what the fuck in order to, you know, to look different from the 8 million other bitches logging on for free.
Right. Or killing hundreds of things, getting thousands of lockboxes, but only dropping one key to unlock those things. And nah, you can spend 99 cents and get a key. That was Guild Wars' model.
Guild Wars' piece
of crap. I don't like that at all.
Well, you know, but unfortunately, we're in the minority because I think the future is free to play.
Yeah, it is. And the reason is because it's like that whole try to buy kind of thing. You know, that's the reason that Redbox was so popular, because it's not you pay $6 to rent a movie for a couple of days. You pay $1.20 to rent it for a night. And if you don't like it, you take it back and you wasted a dollar.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. The whole next generation of MMOs, it's going to be curious. I think it'll just, like, they'll be fairly popular at first, die down, all go free to play, and then the next wave will roll out in 2 years. That's my prediction for what's going to happen with MMOs. I don't see it, like, any of these becoming the next thing, you know?
Yeah, I hear you on that. It's not going to be the next big thing.
I think EverQuest will be our only hope for anything mind-blowing going forward.
Yeah, but even that hope is based on my nostalgia of the first one.
Yeah, that's like, true.
If I look at it with stranger's eyes, then I think it's probably going to fall on the wayside like the other ones. But we'll see. It remains to be seen. I don't know. MMOs, come on now.
I can't think of anything coming out, yeah, that really would be of any intriguing value.
Yeah.
Cool.
All right. I think we're running low on time. What do you say we play some games?
Let's circle jerk it up.
Yeah, you guys want to circle jerk each other?
Yeah, I'll circle jerk you.
Please.
That's what I'm talking about, finally.
Oh, yeah. All right, let's play some games.
My name is
Circle Jerk Reviews! Bam bam ba da 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 bam bam ba da 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 bam bam ba da 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 bam bam ba da 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 da. Y'all ready for this?
No, I'm not. Not at all, actually.
We're gonna review some games, Circle Jerk style. If you're not familiar with what this is, you'll catch on very fast. I guess I'll start it. We'll go in our normal circle and then jerk. Got it?
Yeah.
Our first game that we review is going to be Rust, the game we've all been playing. Well,
not so
me
much
and
me.
Wally a lot, Millpool kind of a little bit. And Nasty has still 2 hours in.
Yep.
Here's our review of Rust. Caveman. That goes
Wally.
To you, Wally.
I'm trying to think. Exist.
Only.
Two.
Fight.
With.
Each.
Other.
Period. They.
Struggle.
Four.
Supplies.
And.
Food.
Because.
They.
Yearn.
Two.
Have.
Sex.
With.
Pigs.
And?
Rabbits?
Period. When
the
cavemen
have
hatchets,
they
will
go
and
chop
up
trees.
Period.
Good stuff.
It's a good one. Good Rust review. Pretty on point at the start there.
Yeah. That was right there.
Yeah.
Fucking pigs and chopping wood.
Mm-hmm.
And rabbits. Fucking rabbits, too.
The next game we should review is Hearthstone.
Hearthstone.
We've all played it.
No, I haven't.
Me and Wally have played it.
You fucks.
Will, me and Guido have played a lot of Hearthstone.
You guys know about it.
How'd you guys get into that, by the way?
The beta. Your
friend?
Beta.
He got a spare code that I gave him from somebody, and I got invited through an invite because I beta test their beta app, their launcher, you know?
Oh, okay.
They said, thank you for testing our launcher. Here's a Hearthstone code.
I still have a beta key that we said we'd give to someone that made a new segue.
Are you going to give that to me? Is that what you're saying?
Are you going to make a new segue?
I'll fucking make a segue right now.
You have to promise us that you'll be playing it a little bit too, though.
I love those games, dude. I have like fucking 20 hours in Magic.
I don't doubt your 2013 preferences. It's just of late you've been enthralled in the throes of work.
As of late is not very fair, because I had plans to play games this week, but those kind of fell through. So
my objections are legitimate.
Before this week,
not
though.
At all.
Oh, not I forgot. At all. Yeah, you're right.
Before this week, though.
Yeah, before this week, it was.
We're looking at least 2 solid months of nastyless gaming.
Well, okay, fair enough.
Yeah, okay. Enough. That's what kind of I was getting at. Like, you bug me in the corner with like,
well, yeah, I mean,
school,
real talk,
school and shit came up, you know, so, but yes, I will be around.
Get on our cases for not playing League, motherfucker. You play one game ever. Some bitch.
It's fucking League of Legends, bitches.
You won't fight about it?
Yeah, let's.
Well, now let's get this Hearthstone review out of the way. World
of
Warcraft
has
elves
and
wizards
and
shamans.
Now
you
can
play
them
in
a
card
game
for
people
and
dogs. I mean, look, people and what?
Period.
Non-people. Ghost? What?
I like the dogs.
These
cards
are
made
of
semen.
Made from
the
sperm
of
whales.
I was hoping you were going to go there. I was hoping somebody was going to say sperm whale, but sperm of whales is good enough, I guess.
Period.
Actually, I meant the Prince of Wales.
Oh, the Prince of Wales.
The Prince of Sperm Whales?
Yes.
Next sentence?
Sure.
Hearthstone
is
the
worst
game
at
pooping
because
it
Doesn't.
Need.
Two.
Much.
Food.
Two.
Poop.
Period.
And the show has reached a new level.
Yes. Yes.
Oh, that's a good review. Good
that was
review,
a solid poop. Yeah.
Nice. We made the game anthropomorphic and pooping.
Yep. It doesn't eat a lot of food because it doesn't poop a lot. Also, the cards are made out of sperm from whales.
We are 12 years old.
We are. We are officially.
That's very sophomore humor, you guys. Sophomore humor.
Yes. We have the disease that Robin Williams had in the movie Jack.
What, where you grow younger as you grow older?
No, you grow old really fast. Don't you remember he was like a 7-year-old, but he looked like Robin Williams?
Oh, I'm thinking of Benjamin Button. Button.
Yes.
Or you anti-grow.
Yes.
Got it.
All right. Last game for a review that none of us have played except Wally. It's called Banner Saga.
I'm going to try to do my best to review this game, though.
Yeah, I think we got a pretty good grasp on the gameplay mechanics that we can give a solid review.
Sure do. I watched like 2 videos. They were a minute long apiece.
So, yeah, here's the review that we have sat around and wrote for Banner Saga. We'll read it.
That's a great intro. Good job.
Games!
Are
always
best
when
Vikings
fall
from
towers
made
with
stones
that
are
better.
Better?
Better?
Banner?
Banner or better?
Whatever.
Period?
Yeah.
I don't know where to go from there. That's on you now.
Me?
Yeah.
Okay. Bruce!
Wayne.
Lives.
In.
Wayne.
Banner.
Wayne
Manor
is
Ed
Banner
Town.
Banner is the Incredible Hulk.
That's what I was going for originally.
All I can think of is the millionaire playboy.
What was it? Oh man.
That's it.
Yeah, that's it. Good review.
It was.
A Banner Saga.
We've never played it, but we like it.
It's a fun game. I recommend it.
Yeah, you should try it.
Oh, shit. Cops are here.
Get on the floor!
Take the podcast down!
Sorry, I live in the hood now, so...
Police raid!
Get on the floor! Oh, it's time for Listener of the Week.
Oh,
Yo, Listener of the Week now. He's gonna be real sweet now. It's Listener of the Week. Yeah. This week's Listener of the Week is Cotton Ninja. Our first review from the United Kingdom.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you very much. We need more from them. He or she titles their review, Great Podcast. Gives us 5 stars. The review goes as follows. Brilliantly funny league and general gaming chat.
with some fun games thrown in. High quality audio and conversation. I would certainly recommend it. I should have done it with a British accent.
You should have, but I feel like you don't have one. Try it again. Round two.
Brilliantly funny.
Okay, you can stop.
No,
constipated robber baron.
Brilliantly funny.
Brilliantly funny league and general gaming chat with some fun games thrown in.
I don't think we're going to be able to play a game with Con Ninja, unfortunately.
Well, if they come to the NA server, even on a Smurf.
On a Smurf, or just stop in on League on Mumble too and talk to us if you'd like.
Brilliantly funny,
League and general gaming chat with some fun games thrown in, Governor.
Yeah, with some fun games.
Oh, cool! It's a lovely bit of stuff. High quality audio and some conversation.
I would certainly recommend it.
Why, it's Mary Poppins!
they're done with it. They're changing the review.
That is the last review we ever get from the UK because of you fucks.
Shim shimmer!
This is a Mary fucking Poppins.
Spoonful of sugar, Harry Potter!
You're a wizard, Harry.
We're sorry, Cottage. You're a listener of the week, so...
Yo, listener of the week now. He's gonna be real sweet now. It's listener of the week.
Yeah. Oh, Con Ninja, if you want to play a game, come on the NA server. Come in our chat room.
Come all over
League of Legends client. You can come in our Mumble anytime you want.
Yeah, come to Mumble.
Any one of you is allowed to come into our Mumble.
Yeah.
Just come all over it and in it. Make some Mumble babies with us.
Mumble babies.
You're going to
end up a single mother.
Our Mumble address is mumble.justokgamers.com, and the port is 36090. You can come in there and talk with us, play some games with us. Play games with other people in there. We got a lot of people on there playing some video games, Banner Saga and the like. Just come in there and have fun. Talk with us.
Yeah.
Ness, you want to do plugs?
Yeah, I'll plug us out. You guys can find us on Facebook at facebook.com/justokgamers. Check out our website, justokgamers.com. Follow us on Twitter at justokgamers. Send us an email to justokgamers@gmail.com with whatever the fuck you want, because you know what? We love receiving emails, and we've gotten a couple in the past day or two. So if we get a couple more, maybe we can have a listener segment next week. It's all on you guys, though.
We've been saying that for a few weeks now.
Yeah, it's been like two. But you
come
know
on,
what?
Let's get some listener voicemails in there.
We always have, you know, the good old bomb hab every week, which is awesome. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, that's about it.
That's it.
That's it.
That's it.
That's good, a podcast.
Good podcast. We'll talk to you guys next week.
Yeah, thanks for listening, guys.
Bye-bye.